Let's discover the truth of God's word together with Reverend Jide Samuel. You can also join the live service on your social media platform every Sunday by 2 p.m. and Wednesday 6 p.m. Facebook, Shining Light Ministries International. YouTube, Reverend Jide Samuel Shining Light Ministries International. On Twitter, at Shining Light M. Website, www.shininglightministries.org. Shining with double letter N. Or contact Shining Light Ministries on 0808-885-4448.
Second Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8, which says none of us, any of us, and every one of us, adult humans, can do absolutely nothing against the truth. But everything and anything we've done, we are doing, and we're going to do is going to be for the truth. Why is this so? This is so because truth is the most powerful result determining entity force in existence. Nothing determines result more powerfully than the truth. Any result any of us we've had, we're having, and we're going to have in any area of our life that is not based on the truth is bound to fail sooner than later, will lead to disaster, will lead to tears, will lead to sorrow. It's only situations, relationship, personalities, results that are based on the truth that will last, that we end up in the desired best of result, that we end up in joy, fulfillment, unlimited, that we end up in blessings, goodness, and mercy that will not have any form of calamity added to it. And what is this truth? This truth is anything and everything that God Almighty, the maker of life, has created and designed for that area of our life to function the way it is designed to function. That's what truth is. Whatever you are facing today, whoever you are, there's a law, there's a truth, there's already a word from God that is meant for your person, for your life to be the way it is designed, it is created to be. Any challenge you have had in this life, any headache, any lack, any sickness, any negativity that we've had in this life, we're having right now, we will ever have, it is due to ignorance, turning about, disobedience, naivety, weakness, confusion relative to the particular truth for our person, for our relationship, for our situation, for that thing we are in. That's why that problem exists. And listen to me, people of God, there is nothing you have faced in the negative. There's nothing you are facing right now. And there's nothing you're going to face in the negative that there's not a solution. That's why Prophet Hosea said, every one of us, what brings destruction is lack of the knowledge of whatever particular truth is. And Christ, on the other side, finished that statement of truth that anytime any of us, irrespective of gender, irrespective of ability, irrespective of location, irrespective of background, whenever we discover, we connect, we believe, we embrace, we treasure, we obey any of these truths, freedom will come, solution will come, health will come, provision will come, promotion will come, upliftment will come. And that is why, whatever it is you are facing right now, the way to go, find out, how did you become this kind of person? How did your relationship get to this point? How did your situation get to this point? That is the first thing you need to find out. Because there is an obedience to a truth, or rejection of a truth, or ignorance of a truth, or embracing of a non-truth that got you to that situation. And when you finish that foundational class of life, the next thing you got to ask yourself, people of God, is who am I supposed to be? What kind of relationship is my relationship supposed to be? The situation, and what kind of situation is supposed to be? The things I'm experiencing, what are the things I'm supposed to experience? Find out the truth concerning that. Then when you finish this secondary school of life, go to the third level, go to the tertiary school, that how Which truth will change me, will change my relationship, change my situation, change the things I'm experiencing. Then the final class of life is step out and begin to do the needful. That's what makes you unstoppable. Because each and every one of us, adult humans, there's an ability, a God-like ability that we all have, which is called your faith as an adult human. Of course, every religion, and let me tell you this, people of God, because you find truth in religion doesn't mean religion itself is truth. Truth is everywhere, whether religion or non-religion. Once you are a user of your sound mind, you will find truth in any situation and every situation. That's why Satan is using religion as a bait for all of us. Because you discover a truth in a particular religion, you now assume religion is of God. No. And the reason is this. This God-given ability called your faith, religion has degraded faith to mean religious belief, to mean what you embrace as an adult human, to mean what kind of religious activity you do. But that's not what faith is. Faith is anything and everything you do freely and willingly. Because your faith, which is anything and everything you do freely and willingly, was given to you by God Almighty to be able to manifest truth all the time, 24/7. So the things that worked for you is because it's truth and you have faith in it. The things that worked against you are things that are non-truth that you have faith in, or truth that you use your faith against. That is why, if I were you, people of God, start realizing who you are. That as an adult human being, you are God Almighty's version in this world and over your life. That is what you freely and willingly embrace, believe, think about, cherish, nurture is what counts. It's the most important. That is why God Almighty can't do anything for you without your faith. That's why Christ said in Mark chapter 9 verse 23 that everything is possible once you believe, once you have faith freely and willingly. And that's why Satan tricks us. If Satan will tell you, oh, once it's truth, once it's God's will for you, it will work to pass whether you believe it or not. It's a lie. It does not work that way. It's only temptation, trials that come without your interest. It's only gifts that come to you without your interest. Anything and everything that is going to work for you, right or wrong, your DNA through your faith must be inside. That is why once Satan tells you that lie, that oh, once it's of God, relax, it will come to pass. You will end up embracing non-truth. And that is why, even if you have a form of prosperity, it turns out to be a loot. It ends in sorrow. It ends in pain. Because what you embrace freely and willingly was a non-truth. What you turn your back on was the truth. That is why, people of God, no adult human being out there is higher than you. Even they're your parents. Even they're your pastors. Even they're God's flock under you. Even they're your spouse, husband, wife. They are not higher than you. I'm not saying you don't have influence. All of us have influences. Every male entity have influence. That's why once you're an adult, male, man, brothers, listen to me. There's a woman at every time T that has a hold over you. But it is you, your faith, that makes her that. The best God has done is that as a man, adult male, and that's why when you have boys on their age male, start telling them, start preparing them, stop feeding them with lies, with this disaster all over the place where it is women that believe they need a man. It's a lie. That is why both men and women are facing calamities, because they both embraced a lie. The truth is, it is you men, it is we men, that our best will not come out without the grace of a queen, which is an ideal woman. But you see, even if you're an ideal woman, you can't have that influence over a man without that man's faith, because that man is an adult like you. It's your faith, brothers, in a woman that makes her your wife figure. And that's why she has influence over you to destroy you or to build you up. The same thing when you seek provision of service. It is your faith in that person that makes that person to have influence over you as your doctor, as your boss, as your lawyer, as your teacher, as your banker, any area of provision of service. Because they are adult, you too, you are adult.
Let's discover the truth of God's word together with Reverend Jide Samuel. You can also join the live service on your social media platform every Sunday by 2 p.m. and Wednesday 6 p.m. Facebook, Shining Light Ministries International. YouTube, Reverend Jide Samuel Shining Light Ministries International. On Twitter, at Shining Light M. Website, www.shininglightministries.org. Shining with double letter N. Or contact Shining Light Ministries on 0808-885-4448.
The same thing spiritually. For every one of us saved adults, it's your faith that makes that person to have influence in your life as your pastor, not because of the relationship you have with that person. That's why I normally tell you sisters who are saved that it's easier for you to know who your pastor is. Not necessarily because somebody is a pastor means he will be your pastor. No. Your pastor is that person you can't say no to. That's why for you sisters, what you have believed is a husband is practically a God figure or a pastor figure, because it's your God you can never walk away from. It's your God you cannot question. That's why when somebody tells you, oh, as a woman, you cannot question your husband. That's your God for you. That's why you can never prosper beyond whatever it is he says to you. You are the one that gave him that power, sisters. That's the same thing, God's flock. When they tell you that you can never say no to your pastor, that is your God for you. That's God for you. Your pastor is the number one human, but not that you can't say no. You love to say yes. What is bringing or she's bringing to your life is your God, which is supposed to be the truth. That's why when you're a person of truth, you cannot say no to anybody that tells you the truth, that shows you the truth. Just like if you're a person of money, you can never say no to somebody that gives you money or source of money. The same way, if your God is power, is sex, is any mundane thing of this world, anybody that will give you that will become your pastor. But you see, it's still you that chose that thing as your God. So in turn, it's you that chooses your pastor. This should give you the example of how powerful you are, people of God. Begin to realize that the most important as well as the greatest blessing in your life is that you are grown up. Why is it in Africa, in Nigeria, that parents will be believing they have power over their adult children? How has that improved the society? Both the adult children and the parents, so-called parents, they are running abroad to countries where they don't believe that lie, that rubbish, that idiocy, because it's not true. Because you are comfortable with something does not make it the truth. It's your faith that makes you comfortable with somebody, comfortable with a belief, comfortable with a situation. That's why, listen to me, people of God. If you are mad at me, you are angry at me because of this truth I'm sharing, it's not because it's a lie. It's because you don't have faith in it. That's why you see God's people sit down consistently under a lie, under slavery, under evil, and they're still smiling. They're comfortable. They're happy. In fact, they will support it. It's because of their faith. People of God, don't mix these two. And today, if you want to know whether you have faith in a particular truth, ask yourself, am I comfortable with this? Can I share this truth anywhere? That is why, for 41 years that I've been sharing this truth, I've seen people, courtesy of their faith in this truth, take bold steps. Whatever you have faith in, you'll be bold. I've seen men who are ready to let their wife go because they found the truth and she's not ready to flow. I've seen women ready to leave their husband and move on with their lives because they've seen the truth and their husband is not ready to move. I've seen adult children move on, leave family, leave parents because of this truth, because their faith is in it. I've seen adult parents remove their hands from their adult children, because the only time you can remove your hand from a child is when they're underage. But when a child is an adult, that child is 100% on their own. Every other thing is secondary. Every other thing is sentiment. So people of God, begin to ask yourself, is my faith in this truth or the other? Of course, before you can ask that question, you must find out, this thing I'm doing, this relationship I'm in, this situation around me, is it of truth or not? What is the truth here? And once you've established the truth, now ask yourself, do I believe it or not? And how do you know? Does this truth, are you excited? Are you ready to be persecuted without you changing your opinion? Are you ready to support it, invest in it? People have asked me, how do you survive in ministry? You're a full-time minister and you don't go for people's pockets. And I told them what Christ said, to Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians, that no soldier goes to the warfare at his own expense. And that is how they do provision, because there have been great people till tomorrow, because of the faith in this truth that bring to their life, they will support this truth with their last seed, freely and willingly, without my knowledge. All of us have this. The difference between you and I, what are we using our faith for? I want to encourage you, people of God, start today, make up your mind that this is your faith, which you already have. Everybody has it. Don't let somebody tell you you don't have faith. As an adult, you have faith. The only thing, what are you using your faith for? Is it the truth or otherwise? Stay blessed, people of God, and stay rapturable.
I hope you've been blessed by the message. You can follow Reverend Jide Samuel on Facebook at Shining Light Ministries International, YouTube, Reverend Jide Samuel Shining Light Ministries International, Twitter at Shining Light M, website www.shininglightministries.org, Shining with double letter N, or contact Shining Light Ministries on 0808-885-4448. You can send your questions, comments, and inquiries to our phone numbers or any of our social media platforms. Keep a date with God and destiny. Join us, same time, same platform, next week for another season of Discovering the Truth of God's Word.